Dreamscape presents Is Fat Bob Dead Yet? By Stephen Dobbins. Narrated by George Newbern. Chapter 1. It's an early spring morning in late winter, a welcome oxymoron with balmy breezes that send Connecticut college students back to their dorm rooms for shorts and flip-flops. Bare legs proliferate. Businessmen loosen their ties. One mad rogue, the owner of a coffee shop, moves two small tables with chairs out to the sidewalk. Motorcycles emerge from winter hibernations. It would be wrong to say it's a good day on which to die, but surely one can imagine worse days. This is Bank Street in New London, Connecticut, the name referring not to commercial activity, but to the curving riverbank of the River Thames, which the street follows. We can see the river if we look across the cellar hole next to the Salvation Army thrift store, where a dozen rusty pilings rise from the ground. The lot contains a depressing collection of broken glass, plastic bags, plastic bottles, and decrepitating cardboard boxes. But we can ignore that. Down the slope and dividing the back entries of Bank Street Enterprises from the train tracks is Water Street, more of a wide alley with pretensions than a street. Then comes the river with a few pleasure piers and the Coast Guard's three-masted, 290-foot cutter, the Eagle, which is a wonder to see under full sail. Across the river in Groton, those great gray square buildings flanked by yellow cranes are part of the General Dynamics shipyard where submarines are made, though few get made nowadays. Bank Street is a hodgepodge of 18th, 19th, and 20th century buildings, ranging from the beautiful to the ugly. Granite Gothic Revival.